Hello, Australia. Paige Estrotori here, presenting this week's insurance news on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the critical updates from the insurance industry that have made headlines in the past week. In our first top story, our nation's strata properties, quintessential to urban living, have soared in value to a staggering $1.4 trillion. This substantial increase is distributed impressively across states, with New South Wales and Victoria leading the way at almost $500 billion each, followed by Queensland and Western Australia. These assets are home to over 15% of Australians, yet nearly half of these properties are now over 25 years old. With age comes vulnerability, driving the call for better regulation and management from industry institutions like the Strata Community Association and UNSW City Futures. As more Australians choose strata living, emphasis is placed on sustainable management, policy revisions, and infrastructure investments to ensure these vibrant communities continue to flourish. Next up, we have news from TAL, a major player in our life insurance sector. The company is widening its outlook on the retirement arena and made a significant strategic move by acquiring a 15.1% stake in Challenger Limited. This step underlines TAL's commitment to cater to the financial concerns of Australia's aging population, in particular, the 5 million Australians who are approaching retirement age. TAL's CEO, Fiona MacGregor, sees this as fulfilling a community need. The partnership with Challenger, known for its skill in retirement income products, is geared to enhance TAL's service offerings and stake a larger claim in the market. On the other side, dark clouds loom over Queensland in the aftermath of Cyclone Alfred. Treasurer Jim Chalmers announced that the cyclone could trigger claims totaling $1.7 billion from Australia's reinsurance pool, a figure signaling the severity of Alfred's impact. Over 63,000 claims were lodged in a brief window of time, and as insurance coverage concluded shortly after the cyclone struck, discussions are now focused on inflation impacts and rebuilding costs. The government integrates a budget of around $1.2 billion for prompt relief and infrastructure restoration, crucial for local recovery. However, the event stimulates worry over insurance affordability in disaster-prone areas, pressing further government action. Last but definitely not least, we turn towards Casterton, hit recently by severe storms. The Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, has arranged a unique community session this Wednesday for affected residents to directly connect with insurance providers for personalized discussions on storm impacts. Relevant representatives from various insurance companies will hold one-on-one meetings with homeowners, culminating in a town hall meeting to guide attendees through claim processes and recovery strategies. Importantly, considerable personal impact stories have already been compiled, underscoring the need for this initiative. This insurance roundup was presented on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted resource for both personal and business insurance. Visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for additional information. I'm Paige Estrotori, and that's your weekly wrap on insurance news. Stay informed. Stay insured. Australia.